this right here is something my pops would do. PDA, come on.
Amen, amen, amen. Blessings, everyone. How is everyone this afternoon? Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will all be glad and rejoice in it. You are now on live radio with Pastor Evangelist Mother Pat for the health and wellness class. Amen. I would like to know who's all on the line that's able to come off and mute to let me know. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I am Senior Pastor Prophetess Tanika.
Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else? Amen. It's okay if you don't want to come off mute. That's fine. Amen. Amen, amen. I'm coming out of Proverbs 3:8, and it says, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. I just want to give you the five key things to live healthy, to maintain a healthy lifestyle. So you have your pens and your paper ready? Amen. The first one is to pray daily. You're praying to the Lord for help for you. The second one is fast. In order for you to be healthy, you have to fast. The third is rest. Try to get at least 7 and 8 hours of rest. Like for me, I get in the bed at 7:30. So my body is used to being in the bed at 7:30. Four, exercise daily, at least 15 to 20 minutes a daily. And then as your body get used to it, you can go from 15 to 20 minutes to maybe a half an hour to maybe an hour. But you go at the pace that your body go at. Before you start exercising, consult with your doctor first to see if it's okay if you can exercise. You know, get a checkup and see what you need to work on. If you need to work on your cholesterol, if you need to work on high blood pressure, if you need to work on diabetes, because you know you can, hallelujah, you can not be on any medication. You cannot even have these diseases. You know that, right? It's all about living a healthy, happy, godly lifestyle. Number five, and this is the most important one. They all are important, but this is the one where we tend to get stuck at, eating right. You got to eat right. You have to eat right. You have to cut out the sugary snacks. You have to cut out the coffees, the teas, unless it's decaffeinated. Now, decaffeinated is fine, but you want to cut out the caffeine. You want to cut out the sweets, like the sugary snacks. You want to replace them with, like, veggie snacks. You want to cut out the potato chips. You want to cut out the ice cream, but you can have ice cream, no sugar added. You got to cut out, you know, like cookies and candies and cheesecakes and chocolate cakes and, you know, those beignets and those donuts. A lot of people like those fried Snickers bars, those fried peanut butter cups. You know, all the stuff that when you go to the fair, you go to a carnival that you eat. You really want to cut out all that. And another thing you want to gradually get away from is meat. It's up fish, any type of, I want to say seafood, but I think shrimp you should not eat. So if you have to eat meat, fish is a meat that you should eat. We're gonna learn how to cut carbs. We're going to just learn how to eat healthy. So what you want to do is be a better you so you can be able to serve God. Healthy and happy. Amen. So eat more vegetables. Eat more fruit. Eat oatmeal. Make sure you eat fish. Me personally, I don't eat it because I'm allergic to it. But you should try it. Gradually, if you can gradually get off meat, try to get off of them, but you have to remember, when you're not eating meat, you have to eat protein. No eggs, no dairy. You know, this is me. I eat no dairy, no eggs. I'm gradually coming off of the coffee because I love coffee. I don't eat no meat except turkey, and I'm gradually getting away from eating turkey as well. I eat more nuts. I eat more fruits. I eat more vegetables. And let me just tell you something. This is not going to happen overnight. Your body gradually will get used to you, used to that. And then you have to detox your body. Once a month, get you a good laxative so it can clean your body out, especially your colon, because you don't want more polyps around in your colon and you don't want to catch cancer. You know, but you want to just detox your body. Get you some eucalyptic oil with the peppermint in it. And once a week, take a bubble bath in that. That's stress relief. It's good for, it'll help you keep your blood pressure under control, your cholesterol, anything that's going on in your body, it'll help it. Why? Because you're not stressed. A lot of people don't realize stress can make you gain weight. Why? Because you're so stressed out, you tend to eat more. Or if you're a smoker, you tend to smoke more. Or if you're a drinker, you tend to drink more. So you want to cut all that out your daily way of living healthy. You know, no alcohol. You know, no cigarettes. So we're going to learn in the coming weeks how to be a better us, how we can eat better, how we can maintain our better. We're going to talk about our skin. We're going to talk about our hair. We're going to talk about our face, not just women, but men too. And we're going to talk about what we put in our bodies. But today, what we're starting off with is just the most five key things to do to be healthy, to maintain a living, a healthy lifestyle. As I said, number one, we pray. Pray daily. I'm sure whoever's on the line, I'm sure they pray. Pray to God and ask God to help you to be a better you in the kingdom of God, in the body of Christ. Two, if you never fast before, start fasting. Give yourself a week to fast. Start like this week, I'll fast for an hour. Now, if you take medication, please, by all means, take your medication. Please, by all means, I want you to continue to take your medication. Do not, when you fast, stop taking your medication. No, because that's not what I'm saying. You make sure you fast. I mean, excuse me, you make sure you take your medication. Give yourself a week. Try it for a week. You know, once an hour. I mean, an hour a day fasting. See how your body can handle it. Okay, then the next week, go 2 hours. You know, and if you feel good after those 2 hours, maybe the next day you can go 3 hours, you know, until you get to where you want to be, like from 12 midnight to 12 noonday. You're fasting and you're praying. I'm not telling you not to take your medicine. Like I said, please take your medicine. Please. You can also have water. But make sure you take your vitamins and whatever type of medication the doctor has prescribed for you. Rest. The body needs rest. The body needs a total of 7 to 9 hours of rest daily. Daily. So I try to get in a couple hours. Even though I don't go to sleep at 7:30, I'm still laying my body down. When your body's down and is resting and you're taking the medication that the doctor has given you for whatever it is that he has given you and you've prayed over it, your body starts to heal. Your body is in the process of healing. But you got to be obedient. You have to listen to your body in order for it to heal. So that's one of those things we're really going to talk about, the healing of the body for you to be a healthy you. And we're going to talk about the hair, the face, and the skin, and the feet. And believe it or not, if you get you some eucalyptic oil and peppermint, if you can use the oil, ask your doctor. But it's herbal, it's natural. put a drop in one of those little basins and put your feet in it. I guarantee you, at the end of the day, when you come home and your feet all swollen up and you put your feet in that warm water with that eucalyptic oil and that peppermint, it does wonders, I'm telling you. It makes your feet pretty. It makes your skin pretty. And if you can get some of the body lotion, the shea butter of it, put that on your skin. Now, you have to be careful with it because it can be overpowering. So you don't want to put a whole lot on it. And it only takes a little. And it lasts all day on your body. It lasts all day. You can get it from Pastor Sonika. Where can we get it from? Bath and Body Works and where else?
Amen, amen. I know you can get it from Bath and Body Works. And I know some of the specialty stores sell eucalyptus oil too.
Most definitely. Make sure you get the oil too. And make sure you get the shower gel. It's good to put in, listen, it is good to put in bath water. I'm telling you, sitting in your a hot, soapy tub, just put just a little bit in there. Because like I say, you don't want to put a lot. And it's good for sinuses too. But you want to get in there, you want to lay down, you want to relax. You want your whole body to relax. You know, and then when you got it, you feel so much better, I'm telling you. We're going to cut out the salts, too. That's one thing I forgot, salt. We're definitely going to cut that out. Also, we're going to learn how to eat healthier with fresh vegetables instead of canned vegetables because it has so many preservatives in it and so much sodium in it. And yeah, people say, well, rinse it off, rinse it off, rinse it off. I don't care how many times you rinse it off. When you cook it, you can still taste the sodium in it. So you want to be able to, if you just have to have that salt, it doesn't take a lot for it to season. Me, I use powders. I do not use seasoning salt. I use like the garlic powder, the salt-free powder. I use the onion powder. I use a little cayenne powder. Anything that's powder, I use. And I tell you another thing, ask your doctor, when you go to him again, can you try garlic at nighttime? That's really good for high blood pressure. That's really good for bad cholesterol, too. It's really good. It's really, really good. And you need to get with someone that can motivate you, that can help you to get up and do exercises. And the beauty of it, you can do it as soon as you get up. You can sit on the side of your bed and you can work your upper body. That's exercising your body. You know, for about 5 or 10 minutes. You know, get you some of them little, Pastor Sonika, are they called hand weights that you have?
Barbell. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. They're the hand weights, the dumbbells.
Okay, get you some of those. Some people start out with 5 pounds. Some people start out with 10 pounds. Go into a sports store or Walmart or Target because they sell them and pick them up and see what feels right for you now because you don't want to overdo it because you have to remember you're starting to. Learning how to exercise, learning how to take care of you, making you a better you. So you definitely don't want to overdo it. Also, another thing, too, is bread. You want to cut out the bread, unless it is fairly multigrain or fortified calorie bread. It's a wheat bread. It's really good. It's really, really good. You want to cut out the starches. You can have rice. What's the rice called? Balsamic? Or what's the other rice? Pastor Sonika.
Amen, amen. It's balsamic or jasmine.
Those two rices you can have. Remember, you have to have everything in moderation. You have to have everything in moderation. So you definitely want to cut out the starch. You want to cut all that out. For those who don't take medication, like for high blood pressure, you know, and if you first you want to get checked before you start a diet. You go up to your doctor, see if it's okay for you to start it. If he or she says okay, then you start it. Like I say, you sit up, you use the barbells, do it like 15 minutes. Then you get up, and then you walk in place. A lot of times I get up in the morning time, I just walk in place for about 15 to 20 minutes. You know, or if it's raining outside, if it's cold outside, if it's too hot outside, or whatever it is, and you don't want to go out in the element, walk around your home. Walk around your home. If you can't afford a gym, just walk around inside your house. You know, then gradually you'll have the strength to go out to walk around the neighborhood. Another thing I want to talk to you about is the meats that you eat. Beef is the worst meat that you can eat. It stays in your system from 7 to 9 days for your body to digest it. Would you still want to eat that? No. And if you notice, if you stop eating pork, if you stop eating beef, if you stop eating chicken, even turkey, for a week, just stop eating meat for a week and tell me the difference the next time we are live again, how you felt after you didn't eat any type of meat for a week. And just tell me how you felt. You didn't have no sugary snacks, nothing sweet, nothing salty. Tell me how you felt. Now, just because you can't have the salt and all that doesn't mean that the food don't taste good, okay? Like I say, the Mrs. Dash is good. It's very good, very, very good. The powders are good for you to put on your food. That's very, very good. And another thing, to frying. If you can, stop eating fried food. Grill it or bake it. I prefer grilling. You know, but where we at, we can't really grill outside. We have to go to a little park area in the complex that we live in to grill. So a lot of times we bake. But for the most part, we're pretty much vegetarians over here. Except the princess, she eats a little meat, not too much. But we're teaching her as well. Remember, you want to be healthy. You want to feel good in your body. You know, but let me tell you something else. You will lose weight, but this ain't going to happen overnight. Let me make sure I explain that to you. I cannot express this to you enough. It's not going to happen overnight. This is not I'm losing weight scheme. In the next few days, I'm going to lose 5 or 10 pounds. No, if you're losing 5 or 10 pounds in the next few days, you better run to the doctor, okay? This is a working process. When you start your diet, weigh yourself. You only need to weigh yourself one time. At the end of that month, you give yourself a month. You come back and you weigh yourself again. Was it the 28th, the 31st, or the 30th? Excuse me, the 28th, 30th, or the 31st. Whatever month it is, from the 1st to the end of the month, weigh yourself. You only need to weigh yourself for one time and just see how you have progress. You know, and eat things in moderation. And, yeah, you can have a cheat day. My cheat day is Saturday, so I pretty much eat what I want. But I know I have to eat it in moderation. I do. And my downfall and my weakness is, that's why I have to pray about it, is coffee. I love coffee. Yes, I can have coffee as long as I don't put nothing in it. But who wants to drink black coffee? It's really bitter. So what I do is I put a little creamer in it, you know, but my body has told me enough of the coffee. So since my body told me enough of the coffee, that means I'm not having coffee right now. I don't care how much I want it. I'm listening to my body. And that's another thing. Listen to your body. If your body says, lay me down, lay it down. You know, if your body won't tolerate this or won't tolerate that, don't put it in your body. We have to be happy, healthier men and women in Christ if we're going to do the word of God. And we are in his ministry, and we want to be happy and healthy. We have to do this. I mean, God don't want nobody that's, you know, that can't do nothing, that's always looking sad, always don't feel good. You have a choice. You have a choice. I gave you the five things. You pray, you fast, you rest, you exercise, and you eat right. You have to eat right. You have to rest your body. You have to rest it. You know, set a time frame for when you need to lay your body. Get your body in train for that. Train your body to lay down at a certain time. Now, you may not can get in at 7 or 8 o'clock at night. Maybe your job, you may have to get in a little later. But when you get home, get in your shower. You know, lay down, wind down. Oh, and another key thing, let me tell you this. When you first get up in the morning, make sure you drink your glass of lemon, warm lemon water. That detoxes the body. And when you go to bed at night as well, drink your cup of warm lemon water. Some people put honey in it because they say it kills the taste. I don't get it. It's just lemon and water to me. You know, but it detoxes the body. It cleanses the body. You know, train your body to take in the lemon and the water. You know, get up in the morning, drink it. Start tomorrow, you know. Start tomorrow. I mean, because here's the thing that we do. We have a tendency of just getting up and just running this and running that and doing this and doing that, you know. And you have to drink the water, you know. And you cannot stop. Let me tell you something. You cannot stop cold turkey. Don't try this cold turkey. It's a work in progress. Try a little at a time. Like I said, try for a week. Just try it a week. Like, say you don't want to eat beef. Don't eat beef for a week. Okay? Don't eat pork for a week. Don't eat whatever for a week. You know? You have to go like, for instance, let me just say this. You can't go cold turkey. Like, say you smoke cigarettes today. Okay? So, say I smoke about 5 cigarettes a day. Okay, I'm going to get up tomorrow morning, then I'm going to smoke 4. Then I'm going to get up Wednesday morning, then I'm going to smoke 3. I get up Thursday, I smoke 1. I get up Friday, I smoke 0. I mean, Thursday, I smoke 2. And Friday, I smoke 1. Just to see how I'm feeling. Like I say, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not. I feel like I drank cups of coffee a day. Okay, this morning I got up and I drank 4 cups. Tomorrow I get up, I drink 3 cups. Wednesday I get up, I drink 2 cups. Thursday I get up, I drink 1 cup. Friday, I mean, I have a cup at all. Saturday I might have 2 more cups, 3 more cups. My body got to get used to not having all that caffeine. And let me tell you something, caffeine, you can have withdrawal symptoms from caffeine just like you can from nicotine, okay? You can have mood swings. You can snap at people. That's right. When you start this journey of being a better you and a healthy you, pray, fast, get your rest, exercise daily. Eat right. It may seem like it's going to be hard at first, but I promise you, you'll see the results in the end, and you'll start to feel good about yourself. And if you just got to have that cigarette, get your piece of chewing gum. If you just got to have that coffee, get your piece of chewing gum and chew. It breaks down the acid in your body, and it takes some of the taste away. People didn't know that. Just like I'm a lover of chocolate. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm a lover of chocolate, but I know my limitations. Like yesterday when we were on the line, and I wasn't feeling well. I mean, I had got a little ill, quit like in the hurry, and I was still on a radio talk show. But God allowed me to, and then I started to feel better. So, and there's no more chocolate for me right now. There's no more coffee for me right now because I had a coffee overload. Not so much a chocolate overload, just a coffee overload. And let me tell you something, you got to be careful with that coffee and with, you shouldn't even be smoking cigarettes anyway, you know. But do you realize nicotine and caffeine can take your appetite away from you? So you don't want nothing but that cigarette and a cup of coffee? Do you realize that? Because you might not got so used to just having those 5 or 6 cups a day and smoking those 5 or 6 cigarettes a day. So they don't want anything else. So that's how you got to pray when you start saying, okay, I don't want to smoke this cigarette no more, Lord. I don't want to drink this cup of coffee no more, Lord. You got to pray. And you got to fast. And you got to say, Lord, I'm fasting because this is not what I want to do to put in my body anymore. But you got to stick with it. You got to stick with it. Like I said, let me tell you, it ain't going to be easy. It's a work in progress. But you got to be motivated. You got to be willing to do it. You got to exercise. You know, I notice people, they say, doctor say, well, you know you're borderline diabetic. Okay, doctor, give me a pill and I'll be all right. No, even if they give you a pill, don't you know you still got to exercise and eat right? That's just keeping your levels to a minimum. Even with high blood pressure medication. Women, get your yearly annual mammogram. Men, get your yearly prostate check. Everybody, get your yearly colon. That's not what I want to say. It's called Cologuard. They usually give you a colonoscopy every 10 years. But get your Cologuard, they do it once a year. Because everything can happen between 9 and 10 years, you know? So now they just do it once a year, and it's easy. You ain't got to go to surgery to have it done. It's very easy. You know, get your body checked out. Women, do your breast self-exam. Men, do your breast self-exam. You know, women, go to the gynecologist every year to make sure everything is okay. You ain't got ovarian cancer. You don't got cervical cancer. You know? Even the women that has partial hysterectomies or hysterectomies, they should go every other year to the gynecologist just to make sure everything is okay. We got to be a better and healthy people to do the will of God. God don't need no slackers. He don't need no slackers. He need willing, strong, healthy participants. That's what he needs. And that's what we need to do. Before I go on, do we have any questions? Do anybody have any questions? Amen. Amen. We're going to go on. Amen. Amen. And another thing I want to talk to you about, amen, we're going to touch upon that. In order for you to be physically healthy, you have to be mentally healthy too. Because if your body is physically healthy and your mind isn't, they don't mean anything. It's just that you're healthy. You want the whole body to be healthy. You want your mind to be healthy. You want your spirit to be healthy. You want your body to be healthy. So that's where praying coming in and reading the word and meditating. You have to ask the Lord to go in and cleanse your mind. from all the craziness, all the chaos, or whatever you're dealing with. Once again, you have to be a willing participant. Once again, you have to be serious. You can't say your mind is clear today and it's not tomorrow. You can't do that. That's why you always have to pray. You always have to fast. You have to rest. The mind needs to rest too. Not just the body, but the mind needs resting. And also another thing too. We taking all this meditation, are you praying over it? Are you praying every time you take a pill? Are you praying every time you open up that bottle of water? Are you praying every time you're in the kitchen fixing that food? Are you praying even over the water that you take a bath in? Are you praying over the toothpaste that you use? Are you praying over the mouthwash that you use? Listen, people, we have to pray over everything. We have to pray if we want these bodies to be healthy and strong and whole and happy for the Lord. We have to. We have to. Because some of this medication that you're taking, if you don't pray over it, you'll get addicted to it. You'll get addicted to it. So mentally, you have to pray. You need a spiritual healing. And you need a mental healing. Once again, this ain't going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. It's a daily process. And you take it one day at a time. I don't know how it may affect you, because how it may affect you may not affect me that way. And how it may affect me may not affect you that way. But what I do know, if we come together in the body of Christ, at the end of this journey, we all can have the same results. We can all be healthy, happy, and working for the Lord. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do anyone have any questions? Before anybody comes, is there anybody else on the line other than me and Pastor Tamika? Amen, amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are blessed. We are so blessed. And we thank God for it. We do. We thank God for it. So when we get off the line, what I want everybody to do is to get them a journal. Hallelujah. I want them to get a journal. When you go to the doctor, ask to be weighed. Or even if you got a scale at home, weigh yourself. So today is the 8th month, the 20th, in 2018. From this day forward until the 9th month, the 20th day, 2018, weigh yourself again. See the results. See the difference. But try it for 5 days. Like I say, try not to have no sugar, no salt, no meat, no dairy. Just eat fruit and vegetables and nuts. Just try it. It's called a 5-day challenge. Try it. You know, just to see how far you can go. Try it. We're going to do the 5-day exercise. Try your exercise for 5 days. Try it. And see. And let me know when we come back together again. Let me know. Because I'm telling you something. If you treat these bodies right, you live long. You'll have longevity. But you got to treat your body right. Your body is the temple of Christ. You got to treat it right. We are the vessels of God. God don't want us putting all that crazy stuff in our bodies, all these different types of drugs, all this alcohol, all these types of cigarettes. He wants our bodies to be clean. He wants our bodies to be pure. And I'm going to tell you something. Each morning when you get up in the morning time and you try that eucalyptic oil and that peppermint I told you all to get, you'll feel a difference in your skin. And I promise you, you'll feel so much better. I'm telling you, you'll feel so much better. Your blood pressure will go down. The cholesterol will go down. The diabetic, excuse me, if you're a diabetic, that'll go down. Those diabetes will go down. You may even be off of medication. And that's why we're praying that you be off medication. And each time you take that pill, pray over it. Lord, I thank you for my blessed medication, as Queen Chief Apostle Tashana always say, her blessed medication. Lord, I thank you for this blessed medication because it's to heal my body. In your son Jesus Christ's name. Lord, I thank you for this blessed vitamins. Makes me stronger for my eyes, you know, for my heart, for whatever in my body. It just makes my whole body strong. I thank you for this pill. Lord God, I thank you for this new high blood pressure pill, even though I ain't number 25 milligrams. Lord, I thank you for that. I'm praying one day I can get off of that. Thank you, Lord. But while I'm on it, Lord God, I thank you for it. And Lord God, I thank you for the metformin pill. I think it's 250 milligrams for the diabetes. Lord God, I thank you for it. So one day, Lord God, I'm striving to get off of it because I'm eating right. I'm exercising. I'm getting my rest. I'm praying. I'm fasting. Once again, it's not going to happen overnight, but you got to have a made-up mind, and you got to be a willing participant. You know, the Psalms said we can pray over ourselves for healing. We can also motivate ourselves to be a healthier us in the body of Christ. You got to pray. You got to fast. You have to get that rest. You have to get that exercise in. You know, like when you go to work, okay, you know you get up every morning at 7 o'clock. You get dressed. You know you have to be to work at 8 o'clock. Okay. We're going to take these five key things to be healthy as if it's our job that we go to every morning. Maybe you can get a better understanding that way. Well, you know, I'm going to get up right now and I'm going to pray. Thank you, Lord, for my lying down last night. Lord God, thank you. You allowed me to have rest and you woke me up in order for me to get up and get dressed and be on my way, blah, 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 blah. Father God, I'm fasting for so-and-so this week. I thank you in advance for what you're going to do for me. You're coming home now. You know, been to work. You're coming home. I thank you, Lord God, that you allow me to get my shower and my bath, and I can lay down now and get my rest. But while I'm laying down getting my rest, let me open up this word of yours, and let me read it and meditate on it while I'm laying here before I fall asleep. Oh, Lord God, thank you. When I get up in the morning, not only am I fasting and I'm praying, Lord God, but I'm going to get about 5 or 10 minute exercise in. Yes, I work and I walk back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, but I want to go a little further. I want to be able to do it when I get up in the morning. So, Lord God, on tomorrow morning, Father God, please wake me up 15 minutes early so I can do it 15 minutes early. I need to get this exercise in. I need to get off this medication. I need to be healthy. So, Father God, I'm asking you in advance to help me. And Father God, instead of me having that bag of chips on today, I'm going to have that apple over there. Having those french fries, I'm going to have that broccoli right there. And Father God, instead of me having that burger, I'm going to have that piece of fish over there. And Father God, instead of me having that Coke, I'm going to have this water over here. Lord God, I want to be a healthier me so I can serve you, Lord God. So, Father God, I'm praying over everything that you give me on this day, from the medication I take to the food I eat, the exercises I do, the bed I sleep in to rest. I thank you in advance for all of that, Lord God. So, Father God, help me, Lord God, to be able to, keep, to do the five key things to being healthy in the body of Christ, Lord. Father God, help me to always pray. Help me, Lord God, to fast when I need to fast. Help me to rest. Help me to exercise properly. Help me to eat properly, Lord God. Take nicotine away from my lips. Take the taste out of my mouth for the nicotine, and take the taste out of my mouth for the caffeine, and take the taste out of my mouth for whatever that is doing harm to my body, Lord God, so I can, Lord God, live a healthy, happy, holy life according to your word, Lord God. Help me to get on one accord with you. Help me to get in the line with you, Lord God. Help me. And yes, Lord God, I know this is not going to happen overnight. It's a work in progress. Some people say process. I'm saying a work in progress. I want to be a better me, a healthier me, a happier me. And don't you know when you're healthy, you're happy? You're better you. You start to feel good. You start to look good. And then you could come out of your comfort zone and let the Lord's light shine on you so the people can see it. And they can say, oh, would you look at Sister Sarah over there? She looked good. Wow. I almost didn't even know who she was. Not that it matter. Not that it matter, but people are starting to notice. Okay, there's a change in Evangelism of the Pat. She's looking different on today. She lost a little weight. Her attitude done changed. She seemed more upbeat. She seemed more positive. Did you see her face? How it glows? Did you see that hair? How pretty her hair has gotten? Living healthy brings about a change. I'm going to share this with you all, and I thank God for deliverance. My mother was 5 feet tall, and she was about 240 pounds. My father was 6'4", so he was about 180 pounds. So I'm between. I had two younger sisters. That was, one was my size, one was my height, but she was heavy set, and one was a little shorter than me, and she was heavy set. And then I had my brother. That was tall like my father. And my other sisters, they were a little on the healthy side, too. I was the only one that was skinny for a long time, for a very, very long time. And I had set in my mind that, you know, I had this fear. Let me tell you now, this fear of being fat. I just had this fear, too. It literally took over my life to where I got down to 100 pounds because I was so obsessed with not becoming fat. Now, yes, it's okay to lose weight, but when you're obsessed with losing weight, you don't look healthy. You look sickly. So my doctor said I had developed an eating disorder. I don't know if any of you ever had that, but that's serious. So I had to ask the Lord to deliver me from that because it had got so bad that every time I smelled food, it made me sick. So I got to the point to where I didn't even want to eat. You hear me? Everything I smelled, just it I couldn't do it. And then I sit and I watch other people eat, and I just see the fear of eating disorder took over my mind for a very long time until I got down to 100 pounds. But you know, your body will tell you enough is enough. Enough is enough. I tried every diet I could think of under the sun for fear of being fat. Now, I shared that with you all to tell you this. Do not allow yourself to let fear tell you this is not right, that you're going to have an eating disorder or whatever. You block all that out your mind. You're trying to get behind you, going on about his business. We bind them in the name of Jesus. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. Not bind. We cast them in the name of Jesus. We cast them out in the name of Jesus. Because we don't bind anything. Because once you bind something, it always comes back stronger. So we don't want to bind it at all. But I had to get to that point. I had to get to a point in my life that, you know, I'm 100 pounds. That wasn't good for me. That wasn't good for me. And I wasn't sickly. I just looked sickly. I looked like something was wrong with me. But I thank God for deliverance. And I've always told myself that I need to be healthy. And I need to be a better man. I need to go about it the right way. And the right way is praying and fasting to God and learning how to eat the right foods, getting plenty of sleep, plenty of rest, plenty of exercise, and definitely plenty of water. You know, and I can't stress to you all, drink the lemon water. And for some of you who cannot do the lemon water, you can do the cucumber water. You can do the kiwi and strawberry water. Those are good detoxins too. If your body can't do the, you know, do the acid from the lemon, you can use those type, drink those type of water. You want to be a better you. You want to be a healthy you. So for the next month, that's what we're going to talk on. We're going to talk about the five things. We're going to learn how to do them, so we can be a better us for the body of Christ. And so we can be able to enjoy ourselves. Let me tell you something. Oh, Lord, every time I think about it, it tickles me. I remember when I turned 50, and I took this picture, and it's on my Facebook page. I have this big black hat on, and I have on this black shirt and this black skirt and these, we call them, penny boots because, well, we call them ankle boots because they're above the ankle. They're below the ankle. They're not above the ankle, but they're below the ankle. And I remember I was standing outside my door, and the lady was coming downstairs, and I said, "Can you take my picture for me?" And she said, "Yeah." She said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "I'm going to church." She said, "You look nice." I said, "Thank you." And I said, "No," she said, "You look fabulous." I said, "Fabulous?" I said, So I'm 50 and I'm fabulous. Now, what does that tell you? And it's always been my motto, I'm fabulous. I'm fabulous. Why? Because the Lord blessed me to get to the point, to the age of 50. That's fabulous for me. He allowed me to still have a nice shape because I take care of myself. Excuse me. Once again, it was because of my hard work and my diligently to do so. And I motivated myself. I motivated myself so I can learn to feel good about myself. Have I had setbacks? Yes. But that didn't stop me. I can't tell you ain't going to have no setback. I can only tell you that I did. And when I had setbacks, it made me go harder. It made me go stronger. because this was something I had to do. This was something I wanted to do. This was something I needed to do. And I got it done. But once again, it didn't happen overnight. It didn't. And even now, I maintain my weight. I have to, because that's who I am. And it makes me feel good to know, okay, you can get on the scale and I can weigh so and so, and when I go to the doctor, oh, well, what have you done? What you been doing? I eat properly. I exercise daily. I get my proper rest. I meditate and I pray. Oh, and by the way, I use this eucalyptic oil and spearmint, and it's good. You have to motivate yourself. You have to want to do this. You have to want to do this. You do. Like I say, we're gonna take time. And we're going to talk about this. You know, I know this is the first time we've been back with the health and wellness. Thank God he allowed us to come back again to do it. We must take it serious. God only gives us one body. And it's his temple. And we have to treat it like it's his temple. It's not our own. But while we're living in it, we need to take better care of it. Sure, some things I done several months ago, I could have done better. But now that I know, when you know better, you do better. You know, no work, no progress. Little work, little progress. A lot of work, a lot of progress. We have to be strong men and women of Christ. We have to be healthy. We have to be happy. For the will of God, we have to be. We have to be. I am 55 years old, and Sunday I have a praise dance that I'm doing over in Tampa at 4 o'clock. To God be the glory for the things he has done. He has opened doors for me to do things I've long wanted to do. But in order for me to do that, my body had to get right. Not just my body, my mind, my spirit. I'm going before God and I'm doing a praise dance to praise and worship him, to honor him. Not just my physical body has to be right, but my mental and my spiritual being has to be right too. And we're going to talk about that as well. We're going to talk about that as well. We're going to talk about how healthy our minds can become spiritually and mentally. We're going to talk about that. Just like we're talking about the physical part of our body, we're going to talk about our mental state. Like I said, you could be the world's strongest man, the world's strongest woman. You can have the most physique anybody laid eyes on. But if your mind ain't right and your spirit ain't right, you're just another person walking down the street. So we have to learn how to prepare ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I ask whoever has been on the line, the very next time we come back on, I'm going to ask for scriptures. I want you to look up a scripture on health. I want you to look up scripture on spirits, your spiritual being, excuse me. I want you to look up a scripture that's pertaining to mental health, your mind. And I want to see where it all is in alignment with God. This time out, if you're really serious about this class, I'm telling you, you put in the work, you will reap the reward. Yes, you will. You'll reap the benefits. You'll get the benefits. You'll get the reward. And you know what that benefit is? And you know what that reward is? The reward is when you look in the mirror, you're going to see a total transformation from August the 20th, 2018 to September the 20th, 2018. That's a whole month. Give yourself that whole month. Get on that scale tonight when you get off the radio show. Get on that scale tonight when you get off this class. Put the date, which is the 20th of August, 2018, and the time, and how much you weighed. Like I said, it's a work in progress. I ain't make no promises to you that it's going to be easy. But what I will tell you, if you do it and you stick with it, you will see the results at the next month. On the 20th, you will see the result. Now, I ain't going to tell you you're going to lose 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 pounds because I don't know. But what I do know is you'll see the results. Women, wash your face twice a day. Twice a day. You can use Dove. I use Nutrigen bar soap. That's what I wash my face with. Wash your face twice a day. Get all the oils and the impurities out of your face. See how smooth your skin be. See how pretty it is. Wash your eyes out as well. You know, wash your nose as well. Wash inside your ears, around your ears. Let's see the difference. And women, wash your necks. I learned a long time ago when I was a little girl. My mother said, always wash your neck. Always wash your neck. Always wash it. Always wash it. I never could understand why. But when I got older and I saw why, well, my face was lighter than my neck. And I was like, well, what's going on here? Because I wasn't washing my neck properly. Wash your neck. You know, wash your hands real good, women. Men, too. Wash under your fingernails. Take a, oh, gosh. Pastor Sonika, what's the little thing called that you take around your nail and you clean, you know, around your nail, all the way around the nail? Oh, my gosh.
It's a cuticle cleaner remover.
Yeah. Use those to clean around your nails. Women, clean your fingernails. Polish your nails up. Make your hands look beautiful. Some people use Esoterica. I use Nutrigen for my hands, too. You know, spruce yourself up. Make yourself beautiful. Not just, you know, inside and outside, too. You want to be beautiful inside and out. You know, if you can't afford to get a pedicure or a manicure, you could do it yourself. You can do it yourself. Get the necessary stuff. Polish your nails up. Make them pretty. Polish your toes. Make them pretty. You know, I use Aveeno sometimes on my skin. Use that on your skin. If you have dry skin, use that. There's all type of things you can use. If you have sensitive skin, get the ones that has no dyes and no perfume. Make you a better you. If you want to arch your eyebrows, arch your eyebrows. If you want to do like Queen Chief of Papa just trying to put on your eyelashes, put them on. Put your little lipstick on, okay, so you don't wear makeup. You know, spruce yourself up. Make yourself, because when you look good, you feel good. Like our Queen Chief Overseer, Bishop Boatwright. I don't know if she's on the line, but when we were in Philadelphia, year before last, I think it was, I mean, she was lit from head to toe. You hear me?
I mean, Bishop was on point. Not a hair out of place. You know, beautiful face, beautiful skin. Look, wow, that's because she took care of herself. Even Queen Chief Apostle Tashana as well. There was nothing out of place for these two beautiful women. Why? Because they take pride in themselves. Okay, we as men and women should have that same confidence, taking pride in yourself. I know I got it. Because as soon as I do something to myself, whether I have a different hairdo or not, I put it on Facebook. That's my transformation from where I was to where I am now. But I didn't get that by myself. It was God's grace and his mercy. And a lot of hard work. Just like you go to work for that job to get that promotion, you put in a lot of hard work. Okay, guess what? Now, we're going to put in a lot of hard work so you can get your promotion from the Lord. And your promotion is, at the end of the day, you're going to be confident. You're going to be very confident, I'm telling you. You've got to be confident. But you've got to. You got to understand. If you really and truly love yourself, like you say you love yourself, then you'll be willing to do it. But let me tell you something. You can't start it today and then decide tomorrow you don't want to do it. It's a work in progress. You have to be faithful. Just like you want God to be faithful, like you want God to give you that promotion, right? So you're going to do everything in your power to try to get it. Am I correct? Okay, well, now that you got this promotion, now what? You still look the same. That's a piece of paper they gave you. They may have given you a few extra dollars. Let's just flip this over. Okay, Lord, I need this promotion so I can be a better me, so I can serve you and your kingdom and your ministry. This is what I need to get done, Lord. And I need your help. And we got to stop giving up so easily. Oh, man, I ain't going to be able to do it. That's for you. See, I ain't going to creep in your mind and say you can't do it. Yes, you can. Yes, you will. And you will succeed. You will succeed. I'm telling you. We got two examples that we can learn from. And that's our overseer. And that's Bishop Boatwright. And that's our chief apostle, Tashana Wiley. Okay. Two beautiful women of God. You know, and they ain't just get that way overnight. That's where I get it. But they have confidence in themselves. They don't matter what nobody else say, because they already know they got it. And some people say they're going to flaunt it. Some people say they're going to wear it well. But they got it. Why? Because they work hard for it. So if you want it, you got to work hard for it. Oh, Lord, I hope Bishop ain't on this line. I know Pastor Tashana is on here. But I'm going to tell you something, honey. Thank you, Lord God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you. I want to be a better me. Well, Queen Chief Apostle Tashana just told me Bishop was on, so I'm going to say this. I'm working hard for mine. You need to work hard for yours. And that's why we got this class, because we're here to motivate each other. We're here to help each other. And it was nothing disrespectful to Apostle Tashana or Bishop Boatwright, but I was going to say, when I realized that I had a shape, I became the new me, the new sexy 50. That's what I became. But that was me. That was my pet peeve to me. You know what I'm saying? I told myself that's who I was. You know, and that motivated me more and more to get in shape and to stay in shape. You know why? Because I love me, and God loves me more. This is so awesome, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you're going to be, oh, gosh, you're going to feel 100%. You're going to look different. You're going to act different. You're going to think different. You're going to speak different. I'm telling you. You're going to have this glow about you. I'm telling you, but you're going to feel good inside and out. You're going to feel good inside and out. And Queen Chief Apostle Shana told me that Bishop was on. So I'm going to ask Bishop something. If she don't mind coming up, I greatly appreciate it. Bishop, when you decide to be the woman you were, if you could come up briefly and just say something, what did you do? Bishop, are you there? I'm not sure if that's her. Maybe she could come off. Maybe she can. I'm not sure. But that's a prime example. This is one of the most awesome women you would ever meet. Her and Queen Chief Apostle Tishana, I'm telling you, these are beautiful women. And they're not conceited. They're not arrogant. They're very humble women. They're very beautiful women. And they've been through some things in their lives. But they still maintain who they are. And people have the utmost respect for them. And they're well loved. But it took a lot of hard work and dedication on their part to get to where they are. And they'll say it ain't happened overnight. And just like they are blessed and they are highly favored, we all can be the same way too. Healthy. We want to be healthy. That's what we want to be, very healthy. We want to be healthy. I'm telling you. You know, Apostle Tishana just said that, you know, we thank her for taking time out of her productive and fruitful schedule. We love her so much. Bishop, and this woman of God is, I'm telling you, super busy. But she took time out to come on and listen to the health and wellness. And if she could take time out of her busy day to listen and maybe get a few pointers from the health and wellness class, you can too. And I guarantee you, she will apply it to her everyday life. Queen Chief Apostle Tishana will too. I'm telling you. We are blessed to have both of these women in this class tonight. We are. And one thing I like about the both of them, they ain't never too old to learn. Especially if it's going to benefit them. We got my beautiful daughter, Pastor Sanika. She always on something, I'm telling you. She's trying to thank God for her. Live a godly life. But she want to be healthy, too. Even though she probably about 110, give or take. But she still want to be healthy, you know. It's awesome. It's awesome to be a part of this class. I'm telling you, your life is going to change for the better. But you got to be motivated. You got to be willing to do it, and you got to stick with it. Are you in it to win it? I am. I'm surely in it to win it. I'm surely in it to win it. And if, listen, anything that's good, that's going to help me and I'm going to benefit from, I'm telling you. We are blessed people. God gives us tools every day and we can learn from each other. Me, I'm one of those people that's always been concerned with health. I always wanted to eat healthy. I always wanted to exercise. I always wanted to do this. I always wanted to do that. And the Lord blessed me to be able to bring it to you. But like I said, it was a work in progress, and it's still a work in progress. Yes, I ain't going to tell you you ain't going to fall down. I don't know that, but if you do, then how you fall down, but it's how you get up. If you fall down and you want to stay down there because you feel like you ain't going to be able to do it, are you going to get up with the will of God and say, okay, Lord, I'm ready to run this race. It's a race. We running it. But you ain't going to run it by yourself. We all lean it together to run it together. So what we are going to do, as I said before, we're going to touch on several things. We're going to pray daily. We're going to fast daily. We're going to rest daily. We're going to learn how to exercise daily. We're going to definitely eat right. And not just for the physical eating, but the spiritual eating too. We have to feed our mind, the spiritual food. And we're going to have scriptures. Oh, yeah. It's not just, remember it says health and wellness class. We're going to do this so we can be healthy people. We're going to live, laugh, love, and play. Why? Because God loves us. He allowed us to live. He gave us the gift of laughter, and he's allowing us to enjoy ourselves. He's doing that. And we are blessed. We are blessed people. I don't care what nobody say. We are blessed. And I thank God for it, I'm telling you. We are blessed people. I'm happy. I'm excited that we are going to another dimension in our journey with God, a journey to become healthy, happy. We're going to have wisdom. We're going to have knowledge. We're going to have power. We're going to be blessed with everything. I'm telling you, this ain't going to be one of those health classes where you sit in and it's boring. Oh, no, this ain't going to be no boring class, huh? Because while you're getting healthy, you will be learning the knowledge of the Word of God. So it ain't going to just stop there, I'm telling you. So if you're in it to win it, I'm telling you, get on board. It just truly has been a blessing on tonight. And I thank God that each and every one of you that's on the line, by without robbery to come and participate with me and embark on a new, healthy, happy journey on tonight, starting tonight. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I'm so excited, I'm telling you. And this is truly a blessing, and this is truly an honor. So we're going to learn how to take better care of our bodies. We're going to learn how to pray. Well, we know how to do that. But you're never too old to learn. We might be missing something. You know? We're going to fast. We're going to rest. Our bodies have to get the necessary rest in order for us to function. And we're definitely going to exercise. We're definitely going to do that. And number five is a must. We're going to eat right. We're going to eat right. And I'll give you all some healthy recipes, too, to try at home in the near future. I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy it. Rest is a must. Our bodies need the rest. I can't stress that enough. I'm telling you. Get you some barbells or some dumbbells. I'm telling you. Exercise with them daily. if you ain't got them just standing in place, you can exercise in your home. Here in Florida, it's too hot to go out there to exercise. I'm just going to be honest with you. I can do it right here in the comfort of our home. You know, if you got a bicycle, ride a bicycle. If you have rollerblades or roller skates, roller skates. And get the bodies back in motion. Get them used to exercise, and I'm telling you, first couple of days, you're going to be sore. And they used to be telling you no lie. You're going to be sore. That's where the eucalyptic oil come in and the peppermint oil come in. Excuse me, spearmint oil come in. But you put just a drop in your water and you sit in there and you relax. It helps to relax those muscles. We're going to learn about different types of oils for the body. I'm telling you. This health and wellness class is going to be a blessing. I'm talking about it's going to be powerful. So get ready, ma'am, and get ready, sir, to embark on a healthy, happy journey for the Lord. I'm telling you, telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you. Amen, amen. I am your teacher, Pastor Evangelist Mother Pat, and I thank each and every one of you for coming on tonight. It has surely been a blessing to be able to talk to you all and to motivate you. And please keep your journal, because every time we come on the line, I'm going to ask you what happened the week prior to that, or the week before that, excuse me. I'm going to ask you about it. So I need to know that you were listening and you was writing. Amen. We are blessed people. And like I said, I'm so excited, so excited. Bishop, God bless you for being on the line. We thank God for you. We thank God for Queen Chief Apostle Tashana as well. Hallelujah. I thank God for my very own Pastor Sanika as well. We are so excited. You know, and another thing, too, that our very own Queen Chief Apostle Tashana let me know was, and I totally slipped my mind because I'm one of those people that I'm very concerned about high blood pressure in our race. And stress in our race, and diabetes in our race, and, you know, heart problems in our race. We're going to be healthy. We're going to talk about the type of cereals you can eat. We're going to talk about all kind of stuff, I'm telling you. And she's right. Working out decreases your blood pressure by 8 points. Did you know that? If you work out, but you need to understand, though, when you work out, your blood pressure goes up because your body is working out. But once you calm down, your blood pressure goes down. And you must, when you exercise, you need to stretch before you do any type of exercise. Stretch your body. Stretch it, please. That relieves stress as well. Thank you, our very own Queen Chief Apostle Tashana, for some good pointers. I appreciate you, and I love you so very much. I know if you could, you would come off and you would say something. But we are so thankful that you are listening, and we love you. Bishop, we thank you once again. I'm not sure if you could come off and mute, but we thank you too, and we love you. You are truly blessed, and you're such a beautiful person, and we thank God for you. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord God. It's just so blessed, you know, that we are able to come together because of God's grace and his mercy. Pastor Sanika, do you have anything you want to say? Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I just praise and thank the Lord for learning about health and wellness. My God, about praying and eating healthy and specifically talking to your doctor praying over your medications, certain foods to add to your diet, certain foods to remove from your diet, and the exercise. So I just praise and thank the Lord for that. Exercising, eating healthy will eliminate a lot of diseases that run in our, my God, our ethnicity, our backgrounds, my God. So I just thank the Lord for that. And praying and fasting, that is very important too. So I just thank the Lord that I was blessed, fortunate, and privileged to be on the line today just to hear all this great stuff. I wrote down some information, and I'll be keeping a journal so I can compare my notes with everyone else the next time we meet. Amen, amen. I love you all to life, and I'm going back on mute.
Amen, Pastor Sunika. Amen. I thank God that you are on as well. Amen, amen. Oh, we thank God, God. Queen Chief Apostle Tishana wants you all to know that she loves you all. So we love you too, Queen Chief Apostle Tishana. We love her so much as well. And Bishop was on, and she's off now, but we love her in her absence as well. Is there anyone else before we get ready to close out? Amen, amen. Pastor Sunika, before we close out, amen, amen. I just want to personally tell you thank you. You're such a sweet person. I love you so much. Thank God for everything that you do, especially in your personal life with the princess and doing the ministry work that God has chosen you to do. You're truly blessed, and we love you so much. Amen. If you will, can you close us out in prayer? Amen. Hold on, Pastor Sunika, before you come. Please, ma'am, and please, sir, remember, have your journal. Start your diet tonight. Weigh yourself tonight. If you can't start it tonight, start it first thing in the morning. Because we, Lord's will, we will be back on September the 20th. And we're going to, we don't need to know how much you, we don't need to know your weight. We just need to know how much you lost. You're going to weigh in how much you lost. And we're going to go from there before we get started next week. And if you will, ma'am, please, sir, and please, ma'am, let someone else know so they can come on. This class is to benefit everyone, not just us, but everyone. Aw, Queen Chief Apostle Tishana say this class was awesome. We thank you, Queen Chief Apostle Tishana. Oh, bless you, bless you, bless you, and we love you. Amen. Once again, please, ma'am, please, sir, tell everybody, tell your friends if you have to call them up on the phone. Tell them it's a blessing. You will learn a lot. You will learn a lot. I'm telling you, this has been a powerful, powerful health and wellness class on tonight. And we thank God for it. Because of his grace and his mercy, he saw favor over all of us and allowed us all to come on. Thank God for that. Pastor Sunika, the mic is yours.
Amen, amen. Father God, we come in your name, higher devotion in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the health and wellness class on today, Father God. We thank you for setting us free, Father God, and our mind, body, soul, and spirit, higher devotion in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we have been enlightened, Father God, and educated about eating healthy, prayer, and fasting, Father God, and being the best that we can be, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the insights, Father God, on how we can live a long life, Father God. You said that with long life, you will satisfy us with, Father God, and you will give us desires of our heart, Father God, so that I desire that we live a long, prosperous, healthy life, Father God, doing what you have called us to do, high devotion in the name of Jesus, Father God, to preach, teach, lay hands, prophesy, decree, declare, to heal, Father God, and to raise those who are spiritually and physically dead, Father God. We just praise your holy name on today, Father God. We pray for everyone who came out on the line today, Father God, from our Overseer, Chief Apostle Bishop Boatwright, to our CEO and founder, Queen Chief Apostle Shauna Wiley. Father God, all the way down to everyone else who have came on the line today, Father God, we pray a special prayer for Pastor Mother Pat, who thought not Robbie to come on and give us the classes about health and wellness, Father God, so that we can be healthy and physically fit, Father God, so that we can run this race that we have, Father God, because we know this race is not given to the swift, but those who endure, Father God. And in order to endure, higher devotion in the name of Jesus, you got to build up your body. You got to take your vitamins, drink a lot of water, exercise, pray fast, change your diet into a lifestyle, Father God. We just praise your holy and blessed name on today, Father God. I am just so full and blessed to be on the line just to hear this awesome word on today about being healthy and wellness, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that from this day forth, we will be healthy, prosperous, and well, Father God, in our soul, mind, body, Father God. We prophesy, declare, and decree, Father God, that this word will not return to us void, but it will do what you said it would do and accomplish what you said it would accomplish, Father God. We just praise and bless your holy name. We come against any whiplash, backlash, violent killers, premature death, heart attack, stroke, aneurysm, Father God, asthma attacks, Father God, anything with our blood, anything with the C word, Father God, any demonic entity, chaos, Father God, to the 20th generation. We say this prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for each and every one of you that God, it was not robbery that you participated on tonight. I just want to say to you, and especially you, take time out of your busy day and encourage someone along the way. Tell them how much you love them. Tell them you were thinking about them. If there's something you can do for them, do it. Remember, be a blessing to someone because God is always a blessing to you. I love you. May God make his face to shine upon you in everything you say and do. I will always plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your life. To God be the glory for the things he has done in all of our lives. Not just this day, but every day forward. Amen. And what do we say when we get off the line? Agape.
Agape. I love everyone. Good night.
Love you all.